Welcome to the Draw.Biz Podcast, your weekly dose of fantasy footy content.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm your host John Crockett. With Doss still in quarantine, you will have me for a hell of a lot much longer. But tonight, we've got two drafts coming at you tonight. We've got TV Doctors and where we're going to rank them, as well as our favourite animated characters from our cartoons and shows growing up. And also, we're going to have a new segment on the show. It's our bad jokes. Steve's just shaking his head because these jokes are bad, but they are going to come at you week to week with a theme, and this week's theme is going to be all things James Bond related jokes. And as always, the man from Western Victoria, how's the isolation treating you? Welcome, Stevie Fizz.
Not struggling, Jono, struggling. Bad times in the Fizz household. After last week's chat, I've gone it dry. Haven't had a drink since last pod. And the withdrawals have started kicking in. Bad times for my head. The headaches are there. The dry mouth is constant, and it's not good. Not good. It really feel like a bottle of wine. There's one sitting downstairs right now. Not going to touch it. But really want to.
I'm not sure if this is healthy or not, but I'm compounding my drinking to one day. Like every Saturday, me and a group of friends, we get together, have Skype chat, and I'm just. Like last night, I smashed through half a slab of IPAs, and that's not good.
That's called binge
10
drinking.
Cans of IPA. I know, but it's IPA, they're like 7% and two standard drinks each. So, waking up a little bit dusty today. The man down in Tasmania, isolated from the rest of the country, it is the Statesman. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I didn't do an intro because Steve actually didn't put me on the running sheet. So, fuck Fizz.
What?
Didn't you see that the intro? It had Jono and then Steve and then Cam. And I went, oh, well.
Oh, no.
I got the week off.
You're lucky to get a run sheet, to be honest.
In these trying times, it is hard to get a run sheet or any motivation, really. I actually have found myself just sort of like, can't be fucked doing anything. And he is back on the show. We have allowed him. Looks like he's moved out of the laundry and into a proper room. It is Cam McLaughlin. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks. And hey, guys, welcome back to the past. Daylight savings is over, and now you can pretend to be real people again. How was it in the future there?
I don't know. It's weird. Not good. It's dark not at good. 6 not o'clock good. And I feel like going to bed.
It has not been the best 6 months of my life. I should do a little bit of introduction because I've just hit a little lovely milestone today. I actually recorded the first time my weight in the 70s for 4 years. And that's part of the lockdown, working really hard, dry. So I've got a really big birthday coming up in just under 3 weeks' time. So I've got the ability here to actually have the same weight as my same years. So my challenge for the next 2.5 weeks is get Stato to 77 for 77.
Jesus Christ, I'm 20 kilos heavier than you and 20 years younger. So I haven't seen 70 kilos since maybe 15 or 16 years old.
Yeah. Pumping out the Ks at the moment, it's good.
Fair enough. All right, we're going to get stuck into the show with our first draft. It is TV Doctors. We've got four rounds in a snake draft. We haven't done the who's got pick one or what yet, so I'm going to start off with Steve.
I've got it up here. I can generate it right now.
Yeah,
go
generate.
Ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so who's going to be the first one?
We'll go Cam.
Cam gets pick two.
Pick two. Ooh. Stato.
Stato gets pick four.
Stato.
Jono, you get pick. No, you can't have pick two. Two. Jesus, generator. One. Jono, you get pick one.
Hey. Watch me botch the first pick. Watch me botch this.
Oh, man. I'm hype. I'm so hype.
This is a good one. I'm pumped for this one, too.
All right, TV Doctors. Look, I don't really watch a lot of medical shows or anything like that, so my first pick is going to be Dana Scully from The X-Files because Julie Anderson was hot for the hotness factor.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, it's a good pick.
Hotness factor. She's not.
Oh, she was hot. As a teenager, then? It was worth watching.
Now or then?
Then.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's a great pick.
Oh, Scully's such a bad character, though.
John, I went before me.
Anytime,
but I've never really watched
alone.
The X-Files, so I just, I like her because she's hot.
I've never watched the X-Files, and you picked her yet?
I don't, like I said, I don't...
Scenes.
Anytime she's on her own, she gets knocked out, essentially. Like, she's a terrible character.
There you go. That's my first pick. I'll live with that. I stand by it.
Okay.
Cam, fire away.
Hi, everybody. I'll take Dr. Nick. Thank you very much.
Interesting.
Yep.
Ugh. Ugh. I didn't think this had happened. I didn't think. You got to take Hawkeye. Like, he should have been the pick one. Like, realistically,
I did have him on
Hawkeye's
my list.
Hawkeye's very good,
and he's not getting back to me because Stato's would 100% have taken him.
He would have taken the entire cast. Let's be fair.
Hot Lips Houlihan next.
Yeah.
Hot Lips. So I'll take my pick number one at number one in Dr. Gregory House, of course.
Yeah. Ooh.
I had House on the list, but I was putting it
back. And
first.
In the last 20 years, the highest rating TV doctor we've had, and probably will be the last highest rating TV doctor that we ever have with the new model. So snaking back, I might go a little bit left field and go Dr. Leonard McCoy, Star Trek.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, it's my second or third pick. Good pick.
I'm pretty happy here because I was debating about him last pick. Dr. Cox.
Oh, yeah.
Easy pick. Dr. Cox, funny one. The good Perry one
Cox.
In Scrubs.
Don't watch Scrubs. I don't know who he is.
JD's mentor.
Speaking gibberish to me.
Not that he ever wanted to be JD's mentor.
Cam
would...
Man, I'm surprised he's got back this far, but I'm just going Dr. Zoidberg.
You son of a bitch.
Whoop, 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 whoop,
he was a third rounder for me.
Didn't have him in my top 16.
I'm going Marvel flavor here, so I'm going Doctor Strange.
Is that a TV show?
No, it's not. It's not on TV.
It's an animated show on Disney Plus. I'll take another doctor on a TV show, Doctor Who.
Yeah,
because there's about 17 of them.
Yeah, which one, Joe?
The female one.
Okay, this one's probably a little bit left field. I'm gonna go the Arse Man from Seinfeld. Two left field?
No, I know who he is, but I'm just,
two left field.
Just like, yeah.
It's the ass man.
Yeah, the ass man.
I am the ass man.
No Tim Watley.
Right at the end.
No, he's, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Here's my next pick. Next on the list, I've got someone who basically is my personality, and that's Becca.
Nice. Ooh. Good pick.
You can see a theme coming with Steve's picks, can't you, with Dr. Cox and Ben?
Yeah. They softened out by Hawkeye, thank God.
Yeah.
Even he had his alcohol issues, but oh well.
Well, I have to go Ellingham, Doc Martin.
Who?
Yeah.
Who the hell's Doc
Martin? It's a British show.
Right.
Wow. Doc Martin. Absolutely brilliant. Now, I need to roll back and have quite a few notes afterwards that we missed out, because there's going to be here. And I'm really struggling to pick out of these last two, but because you typecast me and I'm really sad I don't do one here, but I'll roll back to him. But I have to go Frasier.
Yeah.
I had him ring sixth.
Yeah, I was very close to picking him just in spite of Stato, to be honest.
I've got so many on my list still I really want.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Dr. Horrible.
Dr. Horrible.
Dr. Horrible sing-along blog. Neil Patrick Harris. Don't know it?
No, I don't know that one. Is that a Doogie Howser thing or what?
No, it was like a one-off. It was pretty funny.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised this guy is a late fourth round pick, to be honest. But I'm going to roll with JD from Scrubs.
Not even on my list.
Yeah, not on my list.
Ooh, I had Dr. Phil on my list in front of him.
Who?
Wow.
Who?
Dr. Phil.
What the fuck?
Wow. All right. My last pick, I'm going to take another supervillain, and that is Dr. Ock from the Spider-Man series.
Dr. Cock.
So, Dr. Jono, Cock. Your team is Scully, despite never having seen the show.
a couple of episodes. I have seen other tapes of Gillian Anderson.
Doctor Strange, Jesus. Doctor Who, Doc Ock, Cam, Nick Riviera, Zoidberg, Dr. Arse, whoever the hell that is.
The Arse Man.
I don't even remember
Ass
it.
Ass Man.
I do. It was one episode where...
Obviously it's a one episode. But
Kramer had the car with the number plate on it.
And that's the one where Macaroni...
So I had Hawkeye, Cox, Becca, and Horrible. Stato had House, McCoy, Doc. That's such an old man lineup, hey? And Frasier.
I've won that one again. No doubt.
So with Cam taking Riviera, no,
I reckon Cam will win.
Does Dr. Hibbert get scratched from that list because he took Riviera? Because he was so well.
He doesn't
can
have
I run Hibbert. Through some honorable mentions.
Yes.
Now, the funniest doctor I didn't put in, and I wish I could, if we went round six rounds, he would have been like a seventh round specialist. It would have been just terrific. And if you haven't seen him, just go on to YouTube and look at the 5-minute highlights. But Dr. Leo Spaceman, or Spaceman from 30 Rock, absolute class. Of course, Tim... We talked about before Seinfeld, the dentist who changed his religions for jokes and maybe had a thing for his nurse.
And the pornos in the thing waiting room.
When he was having the thing to drug up and have a crack with the nurse. One I wanted to use late if all mine was picked up was Dr. David Bruce Banner, or AKA the Incredible Hulk.
Good one.
I thought was quite good. Dr. Drake Ramore, Joey from Friends. That was his character on The Days of Our Lives.
That is obscure.
And, of course, how could we not forget just because who he actually really is, but Dr. Doug Ross. Does anyone know Dr. Doug Ross?
Is that George Clooney? Thought,
yes, well done.
I'm so surprised. So there's a couple of surprise unmentioned or non-mentions in here. Doogie Howser, stiff to miss.
Got him on the list, but
Doctor Who?
Doctor Who.
Okay. Jono. And the one that I was like, my sleeper was Dr. Christian Troy from Nip Tuck. Would have been a good one. Ooh. Might be a bit obscure as well.
Popular show, but never saw it.
So I had
very good.
I still think Carl Kennedy was a good pick. He rooted. Remember when he rooted that either. Hot chick?
Wow.
What?
Natalie Bassingthwaite?
I don't know. There was one of them back in the day.
Madeline West, was it?
Nah, that was Toadie.
We should
Andre,
do a drive.
Andre from the league.
Was he a doctor?
Shiva. Yeah, Shiva's a doctor.
Yeah.
And I had Rob Sitch, actually, would have been a random one. You know, you get the whole Late Show catalogue because he's a doctor in real life.
Did not know that. Interesting.
Could have got the Late Show.
Definitely check out the Late Show. But there will be a poll of this going up on the socials for Twitter, where you can check out us on Twitter, Facebook, at The Draft Doctors. But now we're going to move on to our next segment, which is... our bad jokes, and these have the theme. They're going to be weekly. Maybe not for very long, but they will be weekly. And they're going to have They're going to have a theme, and this week's theme is based on James Bond, famous movies over many, many, many years. Statesman, this is your baby, so why don't you kick us off with your bad James Bond joke?
Yeah, we called the segment Stato's Comedy Corner, and it just made me think, because right at the moment they're doing going through all the James Bond movies on Prime or Channel 7 or whatever it is, so it just made me think, and of course... a dad joke comes straight out of my head, which I actually sent you guys. So it's not for this segment, but I'll share it with the listeners, which is, if tomorrow never dies, geez, my step count's going to look impressive. So that was just one because I was doing so many Ks on the road and keep looking at my steps daily. Just keep to everyone 23,000 so far today. So going pretty well there. But my... James Bond joke. Why did Miss Moneypenny stay working for MI6? Because she wanted to Roger Moore.
Wow. Wow. This is not going to last long this week. Tell you that. Hey,
I said they had to be really shit jokes.
We might just stop now. Yeah.
Oh, Cam.
That got a laugh.
Oh,
go on, Cam.
Okay. Oh, man. So James Bond walks into a bar and he says, "I'll have a martini." And Michael J. Fox is the bartender.
Oh. No. No.
He too bad?
Yeah,
that,
but he didn't write that one.
Yeah. I'll leave Steve's till last. Here's mine. I once tried shoplifting a James Bond DVD from the shops, but a security guard scared the living daylights out of me.
Whoa. I like the pun. can I suggest next week's topic is we're actually in confinement at the moment. We're in lockdown. So think of all those reality TV shows they can't film this year. And we've got to make reality TV shows ourselves. So the new premise. So it's not Love Island. Of course, we can't have Love Island. So there might be something a little bit different for next year. So that's it's a reality theme show.
I'll give you one right now. People are playing Survivor, the real game.
Yeah, no? good joke, John.
Maybe we'll wait for the next week.
Yeah. I was just thinking of that South Park Trapped in the Closet episode.
Yeah. Brilliant.
All right, moving on now to our next draft, where we are talking animated TV characters from our favorite shows. Steve, did you want to do the generate again, please?
I'll start with Jono. You can have pick
four. Two.
Pick four on the turn. Love it.
Who want Cam next?
Sure.
Yeah, give him one.
Two.
Oh, yes.
Stato, you get not two. Not fucking two again.
Three.
He's doing that. Three. Stato, three. So I kick it off.
Oh, Steve at
once. Nice.
And yikes. And we need to clarify that once the show's done, it's done. Only one nom.
Correct. No, each, you're only allowed one person each from each show.
Oh.
Correct. Yeah, so you can't have all the South Park cast. You can't have all the Simpsons cast.
Yeah, but I've only done one for each of the shows. That's all right. It's all right. That's right. We'll get through.
Well, what do you want to do? Do you want to say that's fine.
No, that's fine. If that's the way the rest of you set up, well,
it makes it more intense, though.
I'd need a bigger list.
Yeah. That's why I've got.
I'll just be more agile.
All right, kick us off, Steve.
Randy Marsh.
Oh! Come on, man.
Randy Marsh.
Oh, man. I'll take Archer at two.
Oh, fuck. Where was he? There he is.
Stato.
I'll take Garfield.
What?
Look, I can't go past him, so I'm going to say Cartman.
Yeah, good one.
Cartman. I am going Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
That's probably your fourth round pick. You probably could have got that there.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm taking him. And my second pick, I'm taking Optimus Prime as well. Fuck the lot of you.
Just robots, hey?
Yeah, giant robots will just crush everyone.
Just giant robots.
Really? You're going to let him have him?
I'm going Stewie Griffin.
Okay. Wow.
Cam?
Oh, is it me? Yeah, I'm going to take Bender Bending Rodriguez.
Ooh, nice one.
Okay, I'll just take Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
He's like the Gary Ablett of this draft, though.
I was like, what do you mean? I was just like, how do you not take him first? Or second?
He's cooked.
He's cooked.
Who did you go second, Cam?
Bender. Okay.
From Futurama.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, cool. Oh, is that me again?
No, sorry. He's only gone Homer.
Oh, me. Oh, shit. Well, that's gone. Yeah, I'll take Daria here.
Ah! Yes!
I love that show. That was a great show.
It's a very good show. I'm going to take Rick from Rick and Morty.
Ooh, nice one.
And I'm having my way with you guys in this draft.
Really?
Yeah.
You serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just pandering to the people, that's why.
Yeah, I think the people will like your draft more than...
The people? I like my draft.
I'm loving my draft.
Homer, though. Who's up?
Stato.
Stato?
Mm-hmm. I'm going Mo.
Ah, good one.
I want to take them both. I suppose I can take them both, can't I? I'll take Peter Griffin. I need a drinking partner.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick there.
Yeah. And last pick. Now, can I only take one or can I take them all if I say DuckTales?
What?
If it was like Ren and Stimpy, I'd say okay, but...
I do have Ren and Stimpy on my list, so do I get them as a duo as one? Or
that's a TV. You can't take an entire TV show, but like you could have Ren and Stimpy. I don't think that's a problem.
I'll give Captain Planet then. I'll take Captain Planet then.
No Simpsons. You know, Twitter loves the Simpsons still. Like, you might say they're cooked, but...
I'm just reliving my childhood here. That's fine.
I'm going to finish off with Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Good one. Yep.
Cam?
I'm going to finish off with... I'm not sure if I want to go full obscure or not. I'm going to go Space Ghost.
The fuck?
Space Ghost.
The fuck is a Space Ghost?
Maybe a little bit obscure.
So who's on the board? Brian Griffin's still on the board.
You got the Ninja Turtles, Ren and Stimpy, Hank Hill.
Ah, ruined that draft with that pick.
Bojack's Samurai still Pizza on the Cats. Board. I'm not really a BoJack truther, though.
Pinky and the Brain?
I was very close to BoJack.
Yeah. I think my choice is either Killface or Mr. Hell. I love Killface. I'm going him. So I've got Randy Marsh, Homer, Daria, and Killface. Cam's got
it's a good list.
Archer, Bender, Rick, Space Ghost. So that's the thing. It could have gone...
Rick Sanchez.
Could have gone
Rick Sanchez.
A popular pick at the end there just to try to get over the line. Stato's got Cartman, Stewie Griffin, Moe. I didn't even have Moe on my list.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of a Simpsons character because early Mr. days Burns. Bart was a bit of a hero, but he's just sort of a nothing now. And there's just so many different characters, but Moe's got some consistency. He's consistently creepy.
I thought Simpsons would go. So my whole plan was actually to fade the Simpsons and just pick up like Mr. Burns or Krusty in round four. Didn't obviously shake out that way, but...
I thought once one character gone, that whole TV show was gone, that's why.
What about Poochie?
Tosses off the pot.
Poochie
toss is
the
gone.
Fucking dog.
Toss is gone.
Everyone should be asking, where's Poochie?
So you got Cartman, Stewie, Moe, and Beavis and Butthead. It's pretty solid. Jono's got Voltron, good, yeah. Optimus Prime, Peter Griffin, and Captain Planet.
Yeah. Screw up with that shit. That's a panic pick. Panic pick.
Can I have a couple of honourable mentions? One I wanted to go, but to be fair, I could have picked him up from the waiver wire, but absolute favourite of mine is Roger Ramjet.
I've got him on the list.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
Ren and Stimpy. Of course, you had to go some of your favourites. So I did have Bugs Bunny, Fred Flintstone, those around. George Jensen I had on my list as well, thinking that George Jensen in case everyone that goes through.
Dane got the party.
Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse was good.
Danger Mouse was good.
Darkwing Duck. The Jetsons. George Jetsons.
You said Jensen.
Oh, did I? Felix the Cat and hey, it's Fred Arbit. But I, for the same reason as Steve had before, it just wasn't quite appropriate.
Yeah, my close misses were Butters, Vegeta from Dragon Ball, Hank Hill. Bob Belt. Yeah, Bob Belcher from Bob's Burgers. Yeah. Brack, the Tick. Duckman, and that's probably about it. Oh, the Critic.
Yeah,
as
the
well.
Critic.
Yep. Yeah, I had Mr. Hell, Tommy Pickles, Astro Boy.
Astro. Tommy Pickles. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Tommy Pickles.
Pinky and the Brain. I had Pinky and the Brain on the list as well. And Kill.
I just love Killface. That is a fucking greatest show.
What is it? I don't think
Frisky
I've seen
Dingo.
It.
It's like Archer before Archer.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, these will also be going up on the Twitters, but we do actually have a couple of questions this week. First one is from We Got Big Cox. He goes, ask, what are you lads doing to stay sane at the moment? He'd love some ideas. What are you doing, Cam, to stay sane?
Oh, God. That assumes that I'm staying safe. I'm definitely not. I'm just basically exercising a little bit and drinking a little bit more. That's kind of it.
Steve, what are you doing?
Well, nothing's really changed for me aside from the fact that you have to stay inside. So I'm just going to work and, you know, with the kicking off the grog, I've got like zero energy. So I'm just going to bed really early at the minute. It's pretty boring. But we watched Tiger King.
We'll get to that. We'll get to Tiger Kings. Stato, what are you doing? Just quickly.
Just keeping healthy. It's very simple. Exercising a lot, eating well, staying off the grog.
And I've been practicing social distancing for many a year, so it's business as usual. A lot of online gaming, book reading, and walking around my backyard, which is like a prison. I kind of think my backyard is like a prison sort of like yard. It's like 12 meters by 10, so I'm just like doing laps around that, just looking at birds, thinking they're going to shank me or something like that. So my imagination's running wild at the moment.
I've got to say, the golf has been kicked off at work, and there is koalas everywhere. Like, there's a lot down here as is, but they are fucking everywhere now. Like, I saw six on Friday without even looking for them. Like, just walking across the road. And unbelievable.
The animals are taking over the world again. They're coming back.
Thank God. That's
good.
And we have a question from Jaden Evans as well on Twitter. Who wins in the Matt Groening Doctor Off, Dr. Hibbert, Dr. Nick, or Dr. Zoidberg?
Well, Nick went first.
Wasn't it? Yeah, Dr. Nick.
Nick was first.
I still think Dr. Zoidberg wins overall for funniness.
I had Nick pretty early. I probably would have taken him. Would have taken him first round.
I had Nick and Zoidberg in the same bracket.
Yeah, no, I had Zoidberg way back.
And look, we are in isolation, so that gives, and with no footy on, it gives us plenty of time to see what's on Netflix and everything else. And it seems we've all discovered Tiger King at the exact same time. And I think in the group chat, Steve was talking about it on Friday night. We're recording this on Sunday. I binge watched every episode in one hit. It's 7 episodes, about 45 minutes each. And oh my God, the more the show goes on, just the what the fuck craziness gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And just like Epstein didn't kill himself, Carol Baskin killed her husband. It's got to be, right?
Has to be, 100%. I don't know why would it you'd have to cover them in like sardine oil or something.
I don't know if you, on the last episode you see that, you know, I won't spoil it, but they have the jury verdict and you just see this little wry smile on her face. It's like, I've gotten away with everything here and my life is perfect. It's just like freeze frame, guilty as sin right there. But oh my God, like, how did they, like, and I think, what is it, the documentary guy was there to film it, not for that purpose, it was for something else entirely different, and just stumbled upon the greatest show ever. It's amazing.
It's funny, because I was talking about Emma, it's like, if that was like a scripted show, you'd say it was a pile of shit. Like, you just go, no, this is just stupid. Like, after the first episode, I was like, man, this show needs to pick up. And then it was like that ball chasing after Indiana Jones, man. It was just, oh my God. Like, I'm just sitting there just watching it, just going open mouth. Just, holy fuck.
Yeah,
forget the big cats. Why isn't this guy being arrested for being a pedophile? The other guy, what's Bagaman?
Yeah, the bag of
holy shit. Oh, she came here when she was 16, never left. I was like, what the fuck?
I think that's going to be the sequel to that one, because at the end of the show, it's like they raided the joint and everything. I'm like, oh, okay. So
yeah, and he's like, no, you can't see in the compound. That's for adult eyes. And he's like, what do you got them chained up when they're not on shift? Which it seems like they're always on shift.
Pretty much. It's like, yeah.
I think it's like so funny, like especially when you go into episode 2 or something, I think it's around there, where they're just like, oh, by the way, now we're magicians as well.
Oh,
and then, oh, also I'm a musician too.
That was the best. Like when they did this, he's doing the stage show, and then the stage show just went bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's like, now I do a talking to kids about drugs, now I need music, now I need performance, now it's like his full-blown goddamn Vegas show.
Yeah.
The normal guy is like the Scarface guy. The guy who's done like $100 million coke deals. He's the normal guy.
I was going to say the normal guy's the handyman, like the original handyman, not the second one. Oh, that's it.
Crazy,
but
man.
No, it's a good show. If you've got, what did I knock it out, about 5.5 hours, something like that, 6 hours. They're 45 minutes, we've got nothing to do. Do watch Tiger King. It is absolutely awesome. Look, we are going all year round. If you've got any ideas or any drafts that you want us to do, hit us up on the socials. We're on Twitter, at The Draft Doctors, and on Facebook. Bad jokes, let us know if you want it to continue, because we don't know if that's going to continue for another week. We are in isolation. We are all having tough times at the moment. Some of us, well, I don't know. I don't have kids, so I'm actually really enjoying it. Daylight savings kicked in. I slept until midday on Sunday. It was great. No one's annoying me. I can have a drink whenever I want. Just, it's great. So how are you guys actually going with kids and trying to keep them entertained?
It's been mostly good. We've actually started going for a walk after dinner, which is pretty good. And yeah, just doing more family stuff, doing more drawing, going out in the backyard, kicking the footy and playing ball and chasing, and that's been good.
It's about the same. Ollie's just about to start walking, so it's pretty fun. He's sort of pushing his little stroller along. So yeah, we kind of do the same thing, Steve. We go for a walk every afternoon. Yeah. Pretty similar.
We're pretty lucky down here because there's like literally no one around me. So
yeah, fair enough. All right, that does wrap up the show for this week. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.